And we want to check in now in New York, which is holding statewide primary elections today. National attention is on New York City, where incumbent Mayor Bill de Blasio, a rising star in the Democratic Party when he first took office, is facing four other Democrats today, looking for a second chance to lead the country's largest city, and maybe looking beyond that to a national stage. Bridget Bergen is City Hall reporter for WNYC. Bridget, remind us about de Blasio, his mixed marriage to the dynamic black poet Shirlane McCrae. They're teenagers. His son's proud afro. You know, he captivated people.
Absolutely, Robin. When he was elected 4 years ago, you know, he emerged from this really crowded field of candidates, including probably the most known nationally, Congressman Anthony Weiner. When de Blasio won that primary, that really vaulted him into the general election. And, you know, he essentially crushed his competitor, Joe Loda, in the general election and entered office with what I think he and many of his supporters would argue was a real mandate. And with that mandate, they have tried to implement new policies, some, you know, have been hugely successful. I think the one that everyone points to is universal pre-kindergarten, and that is available to four-year-olds across the city. But he has also attempted to play a more national role, and that has had less success. Notably, the city vied for the Democratic National Convention to host it in 2016 and lost that bid to Philadelphia. And probably more stark, the mayor himself formed an organization called the Progressive Agenda. And that was a group of progressive lawmakers and supporters that wanted to try and influence the presidential election in 2016. And the goal there was to have a forum in Iowa where they could influence the candidates and really make sure that income inequality was part of the presidential campaign conversation. That movement really kind of imploded, and they had to pull the plug on that forum before it ever even got off the ground. Yeah. And so, and he has, as has been covered widely here in New York, a very contentious relationship with our other leading Democrat, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Okay. Well, the mayor also pledged to end stop and frisk and improve police-community relations, but there have been protests against police, and some of the police unions are blaming him for not supporting them. So we have only about a minute here. The winner of today's Democratic primary will face the Republican Nicole Malliotakis and an independent Bo Deedle in November. Is there a sense that de Blasio maybe has this wrapped up, but then still has work to do to win back some of his supporters? What's your sense?
Absolutely. I think there is a strong sense of confidence that de Blasio will likely be reelected in November. He's trying to position Nicole Malliotakis as the Trump candidate, and President Trump did very badly here in New York City. However, there are folks across the city who want more from the administration. To his left, there are people who want him to be more progressive on some of those reforms that you cited. And folks who are more in the middle and to the right see some of the changes that he has made to the police department and other places as, you know, making the city lowering the quality of life in ways because they have decriminalized certain low-level offenses. Mm-hmm. So public urination and being in parks after dark, things that they think should have stricter enforcement.
Well, Bridget Bergen, City Hall reporter for WNYC. New Yorkers will go to the polls today and make their feelings known in this primary. And we'll check back in November, see how it works out. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you.